The International Olympic Committee said this morning it has asked gymnastics officials to investigate whether the Chinese women's gymnastics team that won the gold medal had underage athletes, saying that more information had come to light. The IOC, which also asked the Chinese Gymnastics Federation to investigate, would not give details on what new information prompted it to act now, 3 days after the gymnastics competition ended.
Meanwhile, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies yesterday began its 100th day of humanitarian relief for China earthquake survivors. The devastating May 12th earthquake that struck Sichuan province with an estimated 8.0 magnitude left 15 million people displaced and 5 million without shelter. From Kuala Lumpur, IFRC spokesman Jason Smith told us more about how the past 100 days of humanitarian work have gone.
Today, we've distributed more than 150,000 tents. There are hundreds of thousands of more who are struggling with finding long-term shelter solutions, but in the meantime, they have safe places to stay. The Chinese Red Cross Society has done a fantastic job at making sure basic food supplies and clothing and medical supplies are in the hands of the families who need them so desperately. We anticipate that our work as a global Red Cross community will continue for at least the next 3 years. We know that the Red Cross Society of China will be leading efforts to rebuild not only homes, but to rebuild entire communities. We're talking about homes, schools, medical clinics, hospitals, and the Red Cross in China, in collaboration with the International Federation and Red Cross National Societies from around the world, are going to spend the next several years trying to make sure that communities that have been devastated reclaim some semblance of life as they knew it before the earthquake occurred.